Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome to season 2 of the Sustainability 101 podcast. This is Pratisha and I'm with my co-host Adhya, and we welcome you to the Sustainability 101 podcast.
Hi Pratisha, hi everyone. So basically, I am a content and script writer in Sustainability 101 and I'm hosting for the first time, so I'm very excited for it.
Oh, that's really great.
Moving on, first things first, the Sustainability 101 podcast is here to help you explore both the joy and benefits of sustainable living. The podcast highlights how the youth are interested in taking initiatives for bringing out the sustainability revolution with information insights from the world's most inspiring change makers.
So, Adhya, ready to introduce our guest?
Sure, let's introduce her. Aspiring to become an entrepreneur since childhood, Neeja pursued her education in fashion technology. Going forward, she developed passion towards sustainable fashion. She gradually became aware of the responsibility to take care of the environment. Due to the pandemic, she had to return to her hometown, Madurai. That is when she realized that this was the right time to start her own venture and went ahead to create her company.
Oh, great. And BioBird's mission is to promote eco-friendly menstrual hygiene products among young women and children. Their products range include cotton herbal sanitary pads and plastic-free menstrual cups. They have a customer base of 200 across India and have shipped to more than 200 plus pin codes. The venture is also featured in Times of India, Dinamalar, as its merged sustainability and menstrual products. So let me introduce you all, Neeja from BioBird Care. Hello, Neeja.
Hi, Pratiksha. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Yes, all fine here.
So, hey, Neeja, thank you for being on our podcast. And I'm really glad.
First of all, thank you, Pratiksha, for this wonderful opportunity. And you guys are doing a wonderful job in connecting stories around the world on sustainability especially. So hats off to you guys and thank you once again for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us. So yeah, let's move on to the questionnaire. So first question to you, Neeja. Could you tell us a little bit about what BioBird Care does and what you as an entrepreneur and content writer wants to establish with your venture?
Yeah. So in BioBird, it's a women-led business for the women, by the women especially. And we are into eco-friendly menstrual hygiene solution. So like artificial products which are made, we are stuck onto those kind of products. We are actually addicted to such kind of products and it is very difficult for general people to come out of that. And that is why we have realized this, that this is more important because it's an environment issue as well as a hygienic issue. And menstrual hygiene is something which is an ignored part because it's considered taboo. And people are not really like open-minded to speak about it. And so our contribution towards hygiene as well as environment issue is the main mission. And we wanted to create awareness about that to young women and children especially. So that is our main thing. And right now we are into expansion of our company and we're also yet to launch more eco-friendly products.
That's actually great, Neeja. I totally agree with you when you said that there have been a lot of myths and stigma about menstruation in our country. And that's why, moving on to the next question, connecting to your answer to the previous one, there are a lot of apprehensions in Indian society about using menstrual cups. We have, after all, been fed on a steady diet of commercial sanitary napkins that are considered as the only safe menstrual hygiene aid available in our country. So what, according to you, has changed and why are more and more women converting and going on to menstrual cups?
So yes, so as you rightly said, once we think about menstruation, once a girl hits puberty, the only product which comes to our mind is sanitary pads. That is because it's the commercial ads or TVs, you can say, that is where people are exposed much. Like now, right now we have social media, but like 4 to 5 years before, it was the TV and the commercial ads were the only source, right? People have this mindset. Once you get into menstruation, it's only sanitary pads, and they don't even think about what exactly goes into a pad and how it's manufactured. They do not know about the impacts towards the hygiene which they are going to face. And this is also a reason because of the financial aspects. So they are pulled towards these kind of products because of the cost. It is available in a very cheap rates, right? So that is where. And now recently, as we are moving towards social media and the awareness is created, slowly women are getting like exposed to menstrual cups and other products. So it's not only menstrual cups, I can say. There are so many products which are like harmless and which is like hygienic to your body. You can't like force a woman to use such products. Like, you should use a menstrual cup, you should use a tampon. It's not like that. It's her own choice of choice to choose her own product, right?
Yeah.
We can just create awareness that these kind of products are available. We can just make them aware about it. We can't force them to use it. And apart from menstrual cup, there are tampons, there are period panties. So as a jewel, the list goes on. So you will have to explore. And now slowly, people are getting exposed to it. So that's a good thing. Like, we are going towards green products. Yeah.
So actually there are like a lot of misconception women used to have about the pad, about the using a cloth also as an alternative for a pads. And even my grandma, my mama used to use it, and I used to ask them that why don't you use a pad, then this cloth, it's very different and it would be safe. And after realization, like, I did a BSc in biotechnology, there were one subject where I was studying about sanitary and the cleanliness your women should have about the hygiene. And sometimes I used to feel guilty that I get periods. I used to feel like, oh my god, why this is for me, like, why I'm suffering from this periods and everything. So I think the mentality from our like outside and from the school, actually, where when we hit the what we call puberty, and I think from that time, this needs to be the awareness kind of thing should be there in a school. When I was in 7th standard, so I remember there was one lady who came with this stay free pads, and she was explaining to us that you have to use it. And that time mujhe to kuch nahi tha, and I came home with that pad, and I'm like, mama, where should I use this, because I was not knowing about the single thing about the periods and everything. And my mom said ki, when the time came, so hum bataungi tumko. And aise I was,
exactly, yeah. It was the like constant Indian parents ka response to a question which shouldn't be like raised by a kid.
Yeah, that
when
happens.
Time comes, you'll understand. Yes.
Yeah.
So I have also undergone this phase. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And even the stay free, and I don't know, one whisper, I guess the pad advertised over there on the TV, and I suddenly asked that, mama, where this blue liquid comes, and kiske liye use karte? So my mom said ki floor clean karte usse, because that time was so small. So that was the worst part, I guess, but no worries. Okay, let's go ahead. So I wanted to ask that, how safe is the menstrual cup? You are promoting cups a lot, I saw on your Instagram. So tell us a little bit about the menstrual cup and how safe it is.
Sure. So coming to menstrual cups, it is going to be the future. There is no other, like, there is no particular objection towards this, because it is like safe, it is affordable, and it's reusable. It's safe for the environment as well as our bodies. So why not use a cup? So that is the thing. And this shift towards, I mean, from a menstrual pad to a cup is difficult in the Indian society, because we are like, our society has not, like, we do not have a rapid shift towards switching of products, right? So menstrual cup is something, it's going to be inserted into our body and it has to be folded. The size of the cup is pretty much bigger compared to other products. So like psychologically, women do not feel comfortable in the initial stage. So that is where education part comes in. So like as you said, when you were not aware about menstruation before hitting puberty, it is going to be difficult for you. But our concept is like, let the girls understand before hitting the puberty. Let them know about that they are going to be facing such a phase called menstruation, and there is some blood going to come out of their body like monthly once. So once they get used to the thought that this is a natural cycle, it will not be very difficult for them. So pads, there are no such complications because it is going to be in the external part. We are not going to be inserting it. But when considering a menstrual cup, there has to be some awareness and education. That is one thing. And also, it's very important to choose the right menstrual cup because like as you know, when some product becomes popular in India, especially, there are some adulterations, there are some duplication of products to bring down the cost. So people have to be really careful on choosing the right product and the right material. So they have to have 100% knowledge about what they are going to purchase. So that is very important. And also, when coming to menstrual cup, you will have to have 100% hygiene management. So that is one thing in order to avoid the future consequences. So I'm just telling it because people have to be aware of it. So that is what, there are some cons in using menstrual cups too, if only if you don't follow proper hygiene.
Yeah.
So that is one thing every woman have to follow. Mm-hmm. So there are some do's and don'ts, which you have to 100% follow it. You should never ignore it. So that is one drawback, which I can say in menstrual cup, but that's not considered as drawback, but there is some habitual practice. It comes with practice, that's all.
Okay.
There are some rules to be followed, especially,
So, like, I'm going to use this first time menstrual cup. So, are you going to, like, your company provide the first time users the do and don't guide with, like, on a paper written everything? Or, like, how you package all the things with the information? Yeah, can you explain a little bit, like, what materials you shared to them?
So our product comes with the fabric packaging, and once you use the cup, like once the cycle is done, you will have to wash it and dry it and store it in the package inside the fabric package.
Okay.
So when you say the conveying of information, we do not believe in this paper format brochure, not such things, because practically it doesn't work.
Okay.
When you get a brochure, like 100% you cannot say people are going to read it completely. So that is why we are proceeding on a one-on-one session through videos, like video calls. So once the customers receive the product, we like sit one-on-one with them and explain the techniques and the complications and how to use, not to use, like do's and don'ts, everything, like through video sessions. Because that is when they can understand, then they can pour out their fear to us, because they'll have so many questions. They'll have you cannot number it. They'll be having number of questions. So this is the right platform for them to pour out their questions and be clear, because none of them are having a company to share their problems regarding periods, regarding menstruation. So this is a platform which we provide so that you can pour out any questions, like, no matter what, regarding menstruation, you can ask us and we are here to solve it. Even if we are not able to do it, we'll connect with you, with experts who can guide you. So you will definitely get a solution from us. So that is one thing we are actually into.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Totally great. When I first started my periods, I wasn't I didn't know anything but about pads, because my mother had only used that. And of course, whenever I asked for help or anything regarding my periods, it was my mother who used to tell me about everything. So I really wanted to explore my options with tampons and menstrual cups and everything, but it used to be really difficult and confusing. I could not trust all the sources that were on the internet. So that's why I didn't even try to experiment.
Yes, yes, because internet, you cannot believe, like 100%. It is exactly. One misleading platform, I would say.
Right.
There are like, you tend to confuse through internet actually. So when exactly. Consulting an expert or like someone you can really like trust, that is where you get the right solution, because internet may, the sources are very different. It's like from different kind of region. So they, the people from those regions are different and our region is different. So people do not really think about those like sources and all.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is one thing.
So I just wanted to say that, like, I was confused. A lot of girls are also confused about using anything but pads, because, you know, sanitary pads have been in this country for the last 30 years or so, and they have a firm grip over here. So if, during the previous question, you said it is very important for one to choose the correct, the right menstrual cup. So what are the things that one should keep in mind while selecting the cup?
Yes, sure. So first of all, it's the size. Size has to be like decided very clearly. You cannot like insert the bigger size into your vagina or the smaller size. So there are some pros and cons in that too. So I'll just tell it one by one. So the size, the smaller size, we have two sizes, M and L. The M size goes for the first time users, those like before marriages you can use, and those who have given birth like through C-section. So that is where the M size goes, and the L size, and also for the regular flow, like medium flow person can use M size cup. The L size cup goes for people who have given birth vaginally and who are like sexually active, you can say, and who has heavy menstrual flow. So that is where L size goes. So if you use it in the opposite manner, one thing, like when a first time user uses a L cup, it will probably hurt them, and it'll not enter the vagina. The cervix height is also to be considered, and that is to be done through fingering. You will have to insert your fingers and check for the cervix height. Cervix is something, it's like a gate inside your vaginal canal. So that you can touch the surface and you can measure it. So that is where you can identify your cervix height. If you have a larger cervix height, you should go for a cup which is higher. Like our cups are customized, it has a stem. So when, if it's higher, means you do not have to cut the stem. I hope you can get it. And if the cervix height is lower, you'll have to cut the stem. This depends on the height and not the circumference.
Mm-hmm.
Cervix height is only for the height of the cup. Yeah.
Okay.
And if a person who has a bigger vagina uses a small cup, like means a medium cup, it'll probably tend to leak because there'll be no firmness of the cup. It'll not get locked inside the vagina. The vacuum will not be created. It'll it'll be released easily. The cup will not be firmly stuck into the vaginal canal. So that is one thing. The size has to be thought clearly. And one more thing, the material. Material has to be 100% medical grade liquid silicone. So there are some tests which are done, and our products are tested and verified. It's SBHC tested, which is a substance of very high concern. It includes like 211 tests, which is actually the test for toxic chemicals. So that is one test, and FDA material is required. FDA is something, the test which is for the material used in the cup. It has to be safe for the skin, like it should be human skin friendly. So that is because the cups are going to be in contact with the vagina. It's not something like a pad which is used in an external part.
It's
going to be in contact. It is going to be touching the vaginal wall, like for 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
So that is one thing has to be considered. These are the major first of the list. And otherwise, you will have to check for the basic features of the cup, which is the level has to be mentioned, like the capacity wherein you can monitor the liquid flow, that has to be there, and the stem part has to be there, because the stem is very like important in removal and insertion. Without the stem, you will not be able to locate the cup, and that is very important. And okay. Otherwise, the basic structure of the cup has to be user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Any cup can work, but these are the major features which has to be checked.
Okay, great, great, amazing. Actually, you have explained it in more detailed manner that nobody can ever explain to me.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, coming to cups, we shouldn't be like getting information roughly. We have to get into details. It is like, very important to get into details.
Actually, I never heard this in detail. Like, you have to put your fingers, because like everybody is like, huh, I'll buy a menstrual cup, because now I heard that the other sanitary pads are creating pollution. They are like waste workers are suffering because of those. And I'm like, okay, so now we are going to change with the menstrual cup. And what do you know about the menstrual cup? So those guys and those girls are like, not guys, those girls are not able to answer
me. Why not guys? Guys should know it.
Yeah, guys.
There are women associated.
But they are not using it.
See, they are not using it, but they can be of help to their wife or
actually
sisters,
true,
or mom or whoever they are associated with.
Yes, yes, true.
Because, like, many queries I have like I have received when I used to like educate women, and the final question will be, I'll ask my husband and I'll let you know. So this is like from the Indian society, maybe it's like that.
There are
people who still, yeah. So I was like, why do you want to ask your husband? So this is where I realized, so the men should, men, like the male people should also be aware of it, because the women are going to be like dependent on them in choosing the product for their body. It's actually shocking and it's a wrong thing to do. I agree. But still, in order to change that, men has to be educated too.
Yeah,
and
true,
also
actually,
I have come across men who actually have inquired about cups to me. So this was something, it made me happy actually. So he was like, I wanted to give the best for my wife. So this was something which made us happy.
Yeah, lovely husband, I can say.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
And one more thing, that day I heard somewhere that Valentine's Day or watch, like the meme was there, and I commented that please gift your wife or girlfriend on a Valentine's Day, like gift her menstrual cup. So the literally 15 guys were like, oh my God, you understand this very well. And there were a lot of verbal comments also. And I was so freaked, because yeah, this kind of topic nowadays, advertising, like obviously Jaise Whisper and Stay Free advertise dikhate the, there were like blue color and people used to get confused ki ye kya hai. Like advertise mein hi green washing hai, right? And I think that part and made me very mad ki advertising hi wrong hai kisi product ke bare mein, then how will people who are like consuming it, wo kaise usko use karenge? Like when you go to the village area, there are a lot of women who suffer from cancer, which is vaginal cancer, or which is particularly because of that, because of periods, because water nahi hai, because bahut sari cheez hai. So the like small, like one short question to you, like, is there like a, like we need to use a lot of water to clean menstrual cup, or how to hide, like make them hygiene, ya kaise unka khayal rakha ja sakta hai menstrual cup ka?
Yes, yes. So the hygienic practices which I had mentioned was the cleaning of cups especially. So the basic hygiene has to be followed when insertion of the cup, that is like you'll have to have your nails cut and you'll have to wash your hands with soap, not only with water, with soap. It's the corona time, right? It's COVID time. So people are aware of the importance of soaps now. So it is important to wash your hands with soap and then touch your cup. Like have it sterilized in hot water, like for 15 minutes. I mean, hot water matlab be boiled water. There has to be bubbles formed and then you'll have to be sterilizing it. So that is called a sterilization. And while insertion, as I said, the nails has to be properly cut. That is because you might tend to hurt your vagina while insertion, or the cup can be like damaged. So that is the main thing for the nails. And while insertion, that is the thing you'll have to follow. And during the removal part also, you'll have to wash your hands with soap and then remove the cups. And while washing the cups, it is very important to note that if you are at your place, like at your home where you are comfortable, it is okay to wash with water. Otherwise, if it's in a public place, we do not suggest washing with water because there are waterborne diseases which can be formed. You actually do not know where the water comes from, and you'll have to have a carry a tissue. Just wipe the cup with the tissue and wrap the tissue, the stained tissue, and dispose the tissue. And also using a tissue with yours, like you'll have to carry a tissue with you. Do not use a tissue which is available in the toilets. So these are the minor parts you'll have to think about. And it is always safe to reinsert the cup which has blood stains of your body. That is not a problem. But when a foreign particle, like the public toilets mein paani hai na, wo andar nahi jana hai. So that is one thing. Yes. So that is one thing which has to be followed.
Okay.
And otherwise, you are good to go. And once the cycle is done, you'll have to again sterilize it in boiling water, dry it, and store it in the fabric, the fabric pouch which is given. Whatever the backing you have, just store it, and you can have it in your wardrobe.
Right. So things like these are like very important for people to know before using the menstrual cup.
Yes, because people are like, it is very pocket friendly, I can carry it anywhere. But bro, there are some do's and don'ts to be followed. So that right. is where people are like ignoring. And okay, this one time I'll just use it without sterilization, not a problem. So that mindset has to be like deleted completely. Even if once you use it without sterilization or something like that, it's not like I'm creating a fuss about it, but it's very important. Just warning you guys, when using menstrual cups, please follow proper hygiene.
Exactly. It is very important. Menstrual cups are known for this. They have some disadvantages, but the thing that they're very popular for is that they promote a sustainable lifestyle. It promotes, you know, it is non-polluting. So can you like give us a little brief about how do menstrual cup and other organic reusable pads help promote sustainable lifestyle? Because sanitary pads have been popular for the past 30 plus years, and they have completely erased the concept of using cloth pads. So now, before moving on to reusable pads or menstrual cups, people need to know a certain weight to it. So can you just tell us a little about it?
It depends on how you keep the cup, like how you safely have the cup. So if it's damaged or if you are a messy person, I suggest just have it for 2-3 years. But you can use it up to 5 years. So that is one thing. And it's reusable solution, right? So as I said, basic hygiene has to be maintained. While coming to reusable cloth pads, it is okay to use it, but in that case also there are some proper hygiene to be followed. Even if the fibers which are used, the product is like 100% sustainable, it's safe, blah blah blah, it's all there, but still there are some hygiene which has to be followed. And personally, I actually do not recommend reusable pads because if in rainy season, it is difficult to dry the cloth pads, right? Because it has to be sun dried completely. So people tend to like have it inside their rooms, they dry it and they store it inside. So that is where bacterial formation is caused. And you can imagine like the bacterial growth for like 3 to 4 hours, it increases rapidly. But imagine between one cycle to another cycle, it's like 30 days gap. So when you store that particular product inside your cupboard, which is not sun dried, it tends to enhance the bacterial growth. So that is one thing which is not suggested by us. That is the only reason. Otherwise, if it's comfortable, it's okay. But basic hygiene has to be followed in reusable cloth pads also. And the other solution is the disposable eco-friendly pads. These are also safe to use. They are safe for the environment. They are safe for you. But also, here comes the important part, the disposal. The disposable has to be properly done. The proper disposal is that it has to be incinerated. It shouldn't be dumped, or it shouldn't be like, ultimately, it shouldn't be going to landfills. It's incineration, matlab,
Yeah,
there are some
certain applied.
So even if it's biodegradable pads, people are like, ultimately when you dispose it, it's going to be a blood stained cotton ball, something like that. So when you just put it in the land, it is not going to be degraded or biodegraded. It's not like that. It has to be applied with pressure and heat. So that is where the disposal part comes. And only if you do that, it is going to be a proper supply chain. It is going to complete the chain. So that is there one thing. So everywhere there are some practices to be maintained, and proper disposal is very important, because incinerator in each house is difficult. But if you are in an apartment, if you are in a street, like a complete block or avenue or something like that, you can install a filler incinerator at your place. Like wherein hundreds of women can use one incinerator. So something like that. So that is one system which can be implemented. And if you dispose it in the incinerator, the eco-friendly patch, I mean to say the biodegradable or the natural patch, that is 100%, it completes the cycle.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you so much, Nirja, for answering this question. So thank you so much for answering those questions with so much care and enthusiasm, Nirja. And we are waiting to see what you do next. And yes, Adya, go ahead.
Shall we start with the games?
Yes, let us play a few rounds of icebreakers. Okay, so for those of you playing at home, leave answers to our questions in the comment or on our Instagram. So yeah, Nirja, let's begin. So if you could invite three people, dead or alive, to a dinner party, who would they be?
One will be Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam.
Okay.
And the next one will be our school principal. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So the next question is, what job did you want to have when you grew up? What did you want to do?
So I actually wanted to be a fashion designer. So that is where I was actually, like before 1 year. So yeah, I was not like deviated from my childhood dream and also it was that thing, and I wanted to pursue my career in the same. So I did that, and now it's like connected with my fashion designing thing only, but still it's kind of an environment subject.
Wow, that's great actually.
Yeah, and okay, let's move on. What's the first sustainable product you can see in your room right now?
I have this pine cone.
In front
of me, yes.
Okay.
And actually, like in front of me, it's all sustainable products. It's a mud pot, wooden kind of mug.
Okay.
And some fab.
There are a lot of sustainable products near you.
yes. So if you take a look around our kitchen, it will be all olden kind of thing. So I actually was in a mission to delete all the plastic items in my kitchen.
that's actually great, you know.
Yeah, it is all replaced with steel vessels and glass bottles.
Wow, that's like awesome. Some inspirational thing right there.
Yeah, it all starts with small steps. Once you start deleting from your home, you start deleting from your street, and then to the city, it all starts like that.
Exactly. Charity begins at home.
Yes.
So the next question is, if you could learn any language in just a minute, what would it be? Which one?
French. It is French.
French. Any reason or something?
It is actually very cool, right? The language is very cool and stylish. It is very graceful. The exact
word. It was, the game was really fun and we really loved your answers. So
yeah.
Moving on, Pratiksha.
Yes. We really loved your answer. And I guess we have time for one more game. Now we would play a game that is simple, but requires quick thinking. It also helps to analyze the thought process of the person answering. Okay, Nirja, no pressure.
Okay.
So in this game, you have to say the first word which pops into your mind when you hear the word I say. So I'm beginning. Okay, Neeja, what comes to your mind when you hear the word menstrual cycle?
It's blood.
Okay, okay. The next word is Indian women.
Sari.
Okay. And sanitary pad.
Plastic.
Oh, great, great. So from my side is like politics.
Modi ji.
Modi ji, okay. Podcast.
Information.
Okay, awesome.
Great
awesome.
Answers. Yeah, so the game was very fun. And thank you so much for coming on our podcast today, Neeja. It was amazing talking to you, playing with games and everything. You've been doing very well with what you have started, the Menstrual Cup, the sustainability thing. It is really progressive and I believe that it will be a really huge thing and Menstrual Cups will be really big in the future.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. This is one podcast wherein I actually have played games and all. So it is like, it is going to be in my mind now. The game was really fun and you guys are doing a really great job. And thank you so much, Adya, for your wonderful, kind words.
Yeah, awesome. We really appreciate guests who set examples for future change makers. And we hope you enjoyed yourself too, Neeja. And now we ask this to every guest of ours. This help our listener to dive straight into your personality. Are you ready, Neeja?
Yes, yes.
So, Neeja, do you have any role models? Especially someone who has been motivated for you to be in sustainable business or anyone you just like or adore too much?
It is going to be my mom.
Oh.
I won't say it's like towards sustainability, but as a woman, she's a tailor for the past 25 years. So she was like financially independent. So I grew up seeing her. So that is where I got motivated to be financially independent and it drive me towards being an entrepreneur. So it was the starting point, I would say. And till now, she's working and now she's supporting me too.
Awesome. Right. That's yeah. Great. Yeah. Having the support of your mother.
Yeah. So, yeah. My mom is my role.
Great. And one more question. If you could go back 10 years from now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Like, do not be afraid of anything.
Oh, actually, awesome. Yeah. Great.
You can do anything. You can face the world. Not be afraid.
Go with the flow. It's like.
Yeah, true. Adya said that, right? Go with the flow.
Yes. Oh, yes, I did.
Actually, I'm doing the same thing, you know. Every time I did this, like whatever comes in front of me, I'm doing it. I'm like, chalo, something will be there after 10 years and I'll reach somewhere. So yeah, Neeja, thank you so much. I hope your product will get successful and I know there are need of such product which promote sustainability as well as the hygiene practices to follow for women. So those were really amazing answers from you and thank you so much for answering and we really loved having you, Neeja. So where can our listeners find you, Neeja?
We have our website, it's biobudcare.com, and apart from that, if you would want to connect to us, you can find us at Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and you can also call us at 861-838-2648.
That's great. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast till the end. We hope you all are safe at your home and taking care of your loved ones.
Yeah, thank you so much for Adya being a host on this show. And thank you so much for Neeja coming to our podcast and sharing her experiences with us. And yeah, make sure you check out our Instagram. It is sustainability101 and our website is sustainability101podcast.com, podcast with a S. And thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We really love and appreciate your support. Say bye.